Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in this week's programme, I'll give you more details about the forthcoming Highland Radio Hospitality Awards, which continue to go from strength to strength. So do stay with us for that. But first this evening, it's been a significant and indeed exciting year for all concerned with the Ballyliffin Lodge and Spa Hotel. Not only is it Ireland's most northerly four-star hotel, but it is also arguably Ireland's greenest hotel, insofar as a whole range of eco-friendly and energy-efficient measures have been undertaken. It's a family-run hotel, and proprietors Sean and Mary Keogh and their four children have much to be proud about. Indeed, this year marks 20 years in business for them in the hotel. And there's much to look forward to as well. In fact, early next year, a major €1.5 million refurbishment programme will take place at the 40-bedroom hotel. So, to find out more, I've been speaking with Ron Kerrigan, the hotel's general manager, and I began by putting it to him that this year has already been a very good one for the hotel.
Yes, Chris, it has indeed. Obviously very proud for the Keogh family and everybody involved with the lodge. A lot of staff have been there 20 years and obviously a lot of them even 15 years as well. So as you say, we're just going from strength to strength. It's a big milestone to hit. Obviously, considering all the factors, you know, like COVID, war, sterling, VAT rates, crippling energy costs, etc. Not to mention even just the competition on offer and in Inishowen and indeed Donegal. So to be able to be thriving is a great sign.
Absolutely. And big plans ahead, Ron, for next year. There's going to be a major refurbishment programme being carried out.
Yes, that's correct. So from January 2026, we have large, further large investment plans again for the hotel. So as you're aware, we obviously done a lot of the green energy stuff in the past there, but now it's going to be more guest facing in the sense that we're doing up the reception, we're doing up all the hallways, the carpets, the 40 guest rooms, the public toilets, the bathrooms, everything. So it's going to be like a new hotel come January. So it's very, very exciting for all concerned.
And that very much is a vote of confidence in the future of the hotel and the business and indeed the area.
Yeah, no, it is. We like to try and act as like a beacon for the quality of hospitality and then a show. And we like to lead from the front and we try and be the best that we can be. So we feel 20 years now, just obviously some areas just, you know, could do with obviously a bit of attention. So, yeah, we're just going to give the best we can to it. And it's going to be wonderful for guests and staff alike. It's just a bit of a fresh new feel and all the new mod cons and latest technologies and so on. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Well, you pride yourself in being Ireland's most northerly four-star hotel. And significantly, and you can certainly claim to be possibly Ireland's greenest hotel as well. You've had lots of initiatives down through the years, a considerable amount of investment. And maybe we'll just go through some of the things that you've done in the hotel, including the installation of solar panels just out behind the hotel. Tell us a little bit about them and just how effective they've been.
Yeah, a few years ago we installed a 288-kilowatt solar array to the back of the hotel on field, which, as I was telling you the last time, obviously came with some challenges due to just, you know, the topography of the land. But we installed it, and it's been a great job, and we've seen a lot of savings. Again, obviously, you can't allow for the Irish weather, but again, it's better to have it, and it's always chipping away at the electricity bill, so it's a bonus. We're also looking to add some more solar as well to the hangar facility that we have, where we house like our well system, the water for the hotel, and the biomass system, which is to heat the hotel as well. So we're also looking into wind turbines and microgrid technology. So we're still just kind of in the investigation stages for those. But if we do bring them in, that'll kind of further cement us as arguably the, you know, the greenest hotel in Ireland.
You've certainly been groundbreakers. If we look at solar, we are now seeing in Donegal solar panels beginning to appear on business premises and indeed in homes as well. You touched on there the natural spring well that the hotel uses. What exactly is going on there? What have you done there? And tell us just how much it's made a difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fantastic. We have obviously tapped into the natural spring well that we have to the rear of the hotel, and it's been amazing for us. It allows us to cut down on our water bills extensively. Around 75-80% of the hotel's water demands are provided by the well, so it's great for all, and can't complain at all, Chris.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people when they stay in a hotel, they probably don't realize just the volume of water that a hotel uses is considerable, and then you have your facilities with the spa and everything as well. So this is significant.
Yeah, no, it is, and we're doing our best to promote to our guests all the energy initiatives that we're doing. So for example, you're in the guest room, you're lying watching TV, or you're charging your phone on your laptop, anything, chances are that energy's been provided, obviously, from solar. So it's great. So we are trying to push our green initiative, and it's getting more and more apparent for users, and even the younger generation are very wary and conscious of that. So when you go online to book hotels, they tend to look for ones, you know, that are obviously greener. So yeah, it's great. And as I say, it's a double win there, because it's obviously great for the environment as well, which we love and appreciate so much.
So we hear about different types of tourists, maybe the grey pound or the grey euro, the independent traveller, families, couples, but there's definitely a green tourist out there as well. So there will be people who are coming to your hotel, one of the reasons being the fact that you are arguably the greenest hotel in the country.
Yeah, certainly. And if you go on to like the OTAs, online travel agents, like Booking.com, Expedia, things like that, they obviously have all filters and all on there for hotels that are green and so on. So yeah, being able to tick those boxes for them too obviously puts us you know, ahead of the game for others in the competition. So it's yeah, it's great for all concerned.
Is there any sort of a ranking system like rosettes or stars or anything like that to say how green a hotel is at the moment?
There can be, yeah. There's some like international ones, and there's some obviously Irish-based ones as well. So we're still just working through all our own initiatives. And again, marketing, we can always keep adding to it and push through it. So we obviously did get the SEAI recognition there last year. So as I was mentioning to you there, we have more work that we're looking to do. So we'll probably push down that road again once we complete all our current objectives. And yeah, keep spreading the word on our green technologies and stuff used.
Now, if you are investing in green-related products, it can mean quite a big capital outlay. It can take quite a while to pay it back. For businesses like yourself, are there many grants there, or is it a case you're having to foot most of it yourselves?
Yeah, it's obviously important. You have to do both. There are grants out there from like the SEAI to exceed grants and so on. So there are supports out there, which is great. And we availed of that as well. So, but again, we're just pushing the hotel the best we can. And it's great that we're in a position to be able to bring them into the hotel, really. Yeah.
And the projects that you've been involved in, you know, some of them can be a big investment, like you've mentioned there, the solar panels, then maybe smaller things, but they can make a big difference. For example, putting in more efficient LED lighting, that can save you a lot of money in the long run as well.
Yes, you have to look at everything. You literally, like, just with the rise in energy costs throughout, you literally have to look at every bulb and stuff. And obviously, they have to be energy efficient. And even things like the sensor lighting, there's no point having lights on if they're not needed. So like in certain hallways and so on, the lights are off. And then until somebody walks through, they, you know, they don't come on. So that's kind of fairly standard, I think, throughout the majority of hotels in the country and businesses. But again, you'd be surprised how many places aren't doing that either. And even like heating controls and so on, you probably know yourself, you go to plenty of hotels and you literally open the window, it's just, they're too hot. We're we try to be very efficient in that front. You can control the heating in every single room in the hotel. So we obviously have the parameters set depending on spring, summer, autumn, winter, and so on. And then guests obviously can tweak it to their liking as well in each room. So again, you're not just heating one big wing of the hotel and everybody has to put up with 25 degrees or so on. So being able to have that kind of independence and all for each guest is very important.
Now, tell me a little bit about the wood chip heating system that you put in a few years ago, along with the solar panels and everything. Are they all complementing each other, or is maybe the wood chip not as important as it was before, or what's happening there?
No, the wood chip's obviously extremely important. It was another large investment, and we ran them projects in a similar time frame, which was obviously a challenge, but we're, as you say, we're reaping the rewards from them now. The wood chip, again, we use all the proper companies. As many trees are planted as they are being cut down and stuff, so it's all done renewable and it's all legal and above board. So, it's amazing. We have the wood chip 600 metres behind the hotel, and it's amazing because we don't actually even lose, I think it's less than a degree of hot water, you know, that we lose coming down the mountain into the hotel. So it's extremely efficient, extremely reliable, we have no complaints whatsoever. It's just everyone's so much easier to manage. We have it all hooked up to like a BMS system, which allows us to view it daily. We know exactly what the temperature are, we know exactly when they drop, we know exactly when there's like a warning and so on. So it's just the way it has to be, Chris, really, if you want to run a successful busy hotel like what we have. It's the only way to do it.
I'm speaking with Ron Kerrigan, General Manager of the Ballyliffin Lodge and Spa Hotel, Ireland's most northerly four-star hotel and arguably the greenest hotel in the country as well. Ron, another area that you've been very efficient in terms of the laundry for the hotel. Now, you don't have the vans coming up and taking it away to somewhere miles away and then coming back later on. You're doing it in-house, so there's efficiencies there and you've total control.
Yep, that's been one of the best decisions we've ever made for many reasons. Just having laundry in-house is just fantastic. You know, we're masters of our own ship in that sense. We can quality control it, and for time and everything just works in sync and just works so much better. And as you say, there's no big large lorries coming from down the country, and there might be a wedding on out in the garden and there's no big lorry coming, you know, with laundry and like the noise and so on, even for guests. So everything just flows so much smoother. Even just tying it in with obviously our green technologies, we run the laundry from like 8 or 9 a.m. to like 5 p.m. in like daylight hours. So again, any captured solar energy is going towards running the machines. So again, they're all eco machines anyway. So, but all these things feed into the one pot. So it's all saving you, you know.
So is the long-term aim to be in a situation where you're producing and generating enough power for all your electricity and heating needs, and also can you feed it back into the national grid then if you have excess electricity being generated?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are doing that at the minute. We're feeding back into the grid, and again, it all depends on the local infrastructure, which perhaps the nation could do with upgrades. But again, we're doing what we can, and we're looking at like the battery storage and so on, and so we're just keeping all our options open and just doing whatever's going to be necessary to continue to push the hotel and keep sustainable going forward.
Yeah, so back maybe to the laundry, would there be certain times of the day that you would do it because maybe you have more power at your disposal that the electricity's been generated? Like, do you vary things depending on what's available?
No, not necessarily. It's been pretty evenly matched. That is, we generally run it from like 18. Half 4 or 5, and as I said, that gets the daylight hours from the solar for generation, and it all works. It all works very well. The girls there have a brilliant team, and as I said, we just have it running on point, so no complaints whatsoever.
Now, in every household around the country, we all know quite a lot of waste can come from food into the bin, but this again is an area that you monitor very closely in the hotel to really reduce the amount of food waste that is there.
Yes, that's correct. Again, as I say, you have to look at all areas, and we're still continuing to do that. Done, trust me. something else crops up and you realize, oh, I should have done that or I could do that. So it's great because you can always keep doing more. But like food waste and stuff, it's all important to do your segregation and into, you know, each bins and recycling and so on. And we're even looking at technologies at the minute there for to cut down on our cooking oils and so on. So there's really been no stone unturned here in terms of being able to cut costs and keep the hotel, you know, stability for going forward.
Yeah, and likewise, the recycling of paper and plastic in hotels, there can be a lot of disposable items. But again, this is something that, you know, you're making the conscious effort that the guest rooms will have eco-friendly, recyclable things. Like, indeed, I think your water cartons that you use will be recyclable as opposed to putting in plastic bottles and or glass ones or things like that.
Yeah, yep, that's it, 100%. Anything that we can do and cut down on unnecessary waste from things like, yeah, our water bottles and with the personalised water bottle cartons, I should say. So there's cutting down plastic and things like straws and, you know, certain napkin changes and tweaks and stuff. And even like all our team for printing in-house, you know, it's black and white where necessary. And it's only colour when you need to cut down on paper. And obviously you print front and back, stuff like that. So just we've had all these discussions and we've, you know, all the team in the hotel or the staff are briefed on, you know, cutting down on energy and cutting down on waste in every form. So it's kind of been drilled down from the top right through and it's filtered through the whole hotel, which is lovely to see. And it'll just become second nature to everybody. Like people obviously sometimes struggle with change, but the more you keep doing it, it just becomes the norm.
And then you are, where possible, when it comes to supplies, again, to cut down the carbon footprint, you will shop local where it's possible and also practical and taking into account prices and things like that. And also, you are a significant employer in the region.
Yeah, we are. It's amazing. We boast extremely high annual occupancies. We're from like 92-93%, which would put us up there, I would say, maybe in arguably the top 5% easily in the country for occupancy. So it's great being able to be in that position and provide the local employment for all. The majority of the staff all work within 30 minutes from the hotel. So it's great for guests coming to get that lovely warm initial Irish welcome, as they say, and also it's great that we can hit every demographic as well. Obviously we can get the retired couples from Northern Ireland and all, we can get the golfers, we get the families because we've the leisure and spa, we've get all the weddings as well, so we can literally hit every demographic, which is very rewarding for us.
And the likes of Rory McIlroy doing well, obviously no harm for the hotel business when you golf courses nearby.
Yeah, all of the golf course, obviously, just down the road from us, just 3 kilometres away, is fantastic. It's up there as good as it gets, really. And back in 2018, obviously, when the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open was on, we were heavily involved with that. And we had the majority of the players staying with us. And Rory was using the gym there most days as well. So it was an exciting time. And I know John Farn and the team down there in Ballyfin will be pushing hard and we'll bring plenty more events to Ballyfin Golf Club and Annishun as well in the future.
Absolutely. And in terms of your customers, would you get a high level of repeat business?
Yes, we would indeed. We use it, like people say, you know, it's like the old cliche, it's like a wee home from home, but it certainly is that with the lodge. It's a family-run hotel and everybody kind of knows everybody, and like the guests there are always coming back and they know staff, you know, by name without even looking at their name tag, and we know their names as well. So it's it is a very homely feel, and you can tell that too, obviously, from looking at all the reviews online. Like even on TripAdvisor alone, we have 4.5 out of 5, I think over 1,600 reviews. So yeah, it's going very well, and as I said, it's a lovely place to work because everybody is so friendly, and it's very nice. It's kind of family oriented, you know.
And the fact that you are so energy efficient and that you're constantly looking at ways of becoming more energy efficient and utilizing things that are in the best interest of the environment, when the typical guest comes through the door, are they immediately aware that it's a hotel that's making a big effort on the green side of things, or is it as they're there a period of time that they actually come to see it themselves? Because a lot of it is sort of going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, it's true. We are doing our best. We promote everywhere we can. As I mentioned online, a lot of people know before they even come that they picked us for that reason. And then others who didn't, who just happened to either ring up or book or whatever, once they get to the hotel, they can start looking at all the literature, like in the rooms and the guest books, and even TV advertising. When they switch on their TV, like, there's videos and stuff and promotions and presentations, obviously telling them and detailing everything that we've done. I can direct them to the website and so on. So once they come to the hotel on site, they can, not be long before they will see all the green efforts being shown to them.
So 20 years in business, the proprietors Sean and Mary Keogh, and of course their children as well. How many years have you been at the hotel, Ron?
Literally 8 years this week. So can't complain at all. It's going very, very well, and it's an absolute pleasure to work for Sean and Mary Keogh. The passion, obviously, that they inject into everybody just filters down through, and they just want the best for the hotel, and obviously all the staff and employees working in it, so that's lovely to work with. And obviously they keep pushing me forward as well, and we work very well together. And as I say, who knows where the lodge will end up in the years ahead. We'll continue to strive for the best.
Absolutely. And you have, of course, won a number of awards down through the years at the hotel, and no doubt, and hopefully that will continue as well. So just in conclusion, lots to look forward to in 2026 with the big refurbishment taking place. So that's going to get underway in after Christmas. Will it take long for the process? And is it a case of doing sort of a number of rooms at a time, or what's the plan as things stand?
Yeah, we have a full plan in place. We've been working on this now since January of this year, and we are starting to do some work now where we can and stuff, but then come Monday, the 5th of January, we're closing the hotel for a few weeks to carry out the majority of the refurbishments. So we will just be keeping the leisure open for, obviously, our members and the public. And then we'll reopen again. We have some events still booked in as well, which we're opening for. But it'll by Friday, I think the 13th, for argument's sake, is Friday 13th of February, we hope to be open as normal. And yes, it'll be, as I say, a fully revamped hotel, which will be very exciting.
And if anybody wants to find out more about some of the things that we've been talking about, everything from the solar panels to the rooms themselves, the website, lots of information there. Just give us the website address for the hotel.
Yes, it's simply www.ballyliffinlodge.com, and there's a wealth of information on there regarding all the stuff we've done on green tourism, and obviously just promoting even other local attractions and so on. So and obviously if anybody wants to speak to even myself directly on anything, I'd be happy to speak with them further.
Great, Ron. There we'll leave it. Many thanks for joining us on Business Matters, and we look forward to looking at your progress in the months and years ahead at the Ballyliffin Lodge and Spa Hotel.
Thank you again, Chris. Thanks very much for having me on again, and I look forward to chatting to you again in the future.
You're listening to Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Glad to say, joining me in studio, Sean Quinn, CEO of Highland Radio, with some exciting news to tell us all about the Highland Radio Customer Service Awards. They've been a great success in the past. No doubt they are going to continue for many, many years in the future. Sean, welcome along to Business Matters. You're just going to bring us right up to speed to where we are in terms of this year's awards.
Yeah, so thanks, Chris. So where we are at the moment is we're in the shortlisted and voting stage, where we had, I think it was close to about 14,500 votes for nominations. So that nomination stage across all the categories across the county. And we had that difficult job then of actually looking in and shortlisting. So we've done that, and I think there's roughly about 120 businesses that have been shortlisted. And so the process now is we've sent out to the shortlisted businesses a questionnaire. So their opportunity to tell us more about their business. And what I would say, if you're listening at the moment and you have been shortlisted, please take time to actually fill that out and give us as much details as possible, because what happens from there is that goes to our judges. who will have a scoring mechanism and will help decide on a good portion of who will be the winner of the individual category. With that also, though, is new voting. So the customers can vote, staff can vote for each individual business. And there's there'll be a percentage of the voting that will go towards the overall result. So if you're listening now, go and canvas for votes because they are important. And you go to highlandradio.com and it's a very, very simple process that the three nominated or shortlisted businesses can vote for which business you want to vote for. So it may be your favourite business or it may be a business that you've done business in the past. But the important thing is you've now got an option where you can go in and vote for them. And I'm sure that there are many businesses out there at the moment who are using the opportunity to canvas for votes. And I would recommend that they do, Chris.
Now, it's called the Customer Service Awards, so it's pretty evident what it is. And, you know, this is a great opportunity for people to recognise somebody or a business who's going beyond the call of duty. And it's a clap on the back, and deservedly so.
Absolutely. This is our third year, and the first year we launched it, you know, we're a little bit nervous. What reaction will we get? Phenomenal. Second year was, how do we make it better? We did that. And the reason being is, it's the room, it's the atmosphere in the room that people love having the opportunity to be there on the night, to be recognised. Because the tick box is, it's your customers that have got you there because you're doing something right. And what we are doing as a company is we're embracing that. We're helping to promote those businesses, their success that they have and they'll continue to have. And the great thing, Chris, what I love is that it's win or lose in the room on the evening. People love it. They have a great night. The feedback we get from people is they were so happy to be there. Yes, they want to win because that's a natural what we want to do. But they're just delighted to be there. So there'll be roughly about 120 businesses in the room on the night in the Mount Errigal, and all vying for 48 awards. But there's no losers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely no losers. Everyone is getting something out of it in some shape or form. And it's also a great way of businesses getting their name out there. There's publicity attached to it. Now, the categories themselves... It's broken down into five sort of broad areas.
Yeah, so you've got Hair and Beauty, which is sponsored by iMotors. You have House and Home, which is, thank you to AirGrid for sponsoring that. You have Lifestyle, which is sponsored by Callaghan Electrical. You've got Motors, which for the third year running, Hickey, Clark and Langan have been on board with us for sponsorship. And finally, Retail Sector is sponsored by TCS. So there's varied, as I said, there's 48 different, and it goes from small to big. It's been alluded a few times in the run-up to this. It doesn't matter if you're a multi-million pound business or you're a business with one or two people. You're still doing what you do on a daily basis and you're looking after your customers. And that's key because I've said many times, you could never look after your customer enough because your customer today is actually your customer tomorrow. And these businesses who have now been shortlisted and are now being voted for, they're doing something right. And we want to acknowledge that on the 5th of October. So it's grown from strength to strength. There's, I suppose, camaraderie, but there's competition too. Because on the night, you do want to be that person that's lifting that trophy. But we've got a great sense of across the county that we've got a great mix and blend of different sizes of businesses.
Yeah, I was just going to say that there's a great geographical spread there. And also on the night, it's an opportunity for people to network as well. There'll be people there who haven't met other people. They could be at the same table as them. And that could even lead to further business deals.
Yeah, and again, fed back to us was that they love sitting with somebody who they've never met before. So the task we have probably about a week and a half before the event is actually table planning. And I know the team upstairs... That's the time of the year where they fall out with me because I want to get that right. I want that to be where who would mix well with somebody else, who's in a different area, who hasn't met somebody before. And it could be a table of 10 where you've got two or three businesses, a 4, 4 and a 2. It's a great opportunity to spend 2 or 3 hours, have dinner with them, get to know more about their business, learn something from them. And you know what? you might even pick up a new business or a new customer from it.
So just to reiterate, voting is now open. You can go online. Tell us a little bit about the venue you've mentioned, the Mount Erigal Hotel, the date, when it's all taking place.
Yeah, so just to say, voting will close on the 17th of September. So when it's gone, it's gone. Your opportunity is now. Just get out there, get onto howdenradio.com and make that vote, because it can make a big difference. So the event is in the Mount Erigal Hotel. This will be our third year there, and it's the 5th of October. And we always say, dress to impress. It's not necessarily black tie, but it's there's serious style in the room. And that's not just Lee Gooch or Greg Hughes. There's serious style there, which is, it's great to see. And the whole buzz when you walk in the front door of the hotel is just electric, from going from there into the room. Marty's on the decks again for us. It's a high intensity. It's a brilliant evening. It's absolutely brilliant. And it'll be a sellout. Yeah. We will sell out again. I've no doubt of that. There'll be over 500 people there celebrating what is good about business in Donegal.
And if people want to look at the shortlist, if they want to find out more about voting, the website?
Highlandradio.com, and just click on the Customer Service Awards, and you'll actually see that each, it's got Hair and Beauty, House and Home. You can click on each individual category and you can vote. You can actually, if you wanted to, you can vote for 48 of the different categories, but only once.
And just to also point out, as many people will know, you know, feel free to share and like and publicise it, and you could be helping the guy you know to get that honour at the end of the night.
That's the big one. And, yeah, and we can see from different Facebook pages who are sharing. Sharing's caring, as they say, because, yeah, be forefront of it and say you want to win this, and do the spade work now. Share the post, get it out there to your customers. They may have forgot, and the intention was to do it, and they forgot to do it. Remind them.
Yeah. Go that extra. Now.
Act now. It could make a difference on the night. It could make a difference to you being recognised as the best in your category for customer service.
Sean Quinn, CEO of Highland Radio, many thanks for bringing us that update.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, that's it for this week's Business Matters here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Thank you for tuning in our way. Until the next time, I'll conclude by wishing you a healthy, happy, and profitable week ahead. Goodbye.